Welcome. You're listening to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to step out into the world in a way that aligns with your true self, then this podcast is for you. Hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast. And I'm your host, Megan Jean. And I am so happy that you're with me today. I am dropping all the analogies in today's episode, but it's all for the purpose of explaining in the best way that I can what it takes to step into the next level version of you. And really the key here is to trust that you know what is good for you and also to shine that light on those parts of you that are not willing to progress. I promise I give you a really good description of all of these key elements that are necessary in today's episode. So enjoy this little scenic journey that we are about to embark on. I am your tour guide. I am your host. And let's get into stepping into the next level version of ourselves. I think there's so many elements that all come together when you're ready to step into the next level version of yourself. It's definitely been a vibe that I've been having. You know, it's been a message that's been coming up, whether I've been hearing it in podcasts, seeing it on social media. A lot of the people that I follow and admire use this terminology, stepping into the next level version of yourself. So this is one of the things when you see constant messages, the universe is trying to tell you something. Huh, surprise, surprise. So in anything, I've always been able to eventually go, oh, you're trying to tell me something. But I really urge you to do the same. And this is just one of those ones which probably is coming up for you too, because I doubt you would be listening to this otherwise if there wasn't some sort of wisdom for you to learn here today. So, one of the elements is actually seeing the signs. Hearing the messages. You may start seeing attributes in certain people that you follow that you really resonate with and think, oh my goodness, I don't want to be somebody. I don't want to copy someone, but I want an element of them. I want an essence of them inside of me. Or it could just come in the form of inspiration of the things around you. Like the places you want to go or the experiences that you want to have, and you tell yourself that you aren't worthy of that kind of experience now, but the next level version of you would be. An important thing that I want you to acknowledge is that you would not be given an idea. You would not be inspired by something, or you would not feel called to do something, especially if it's repetitive all the time, if the universe didn't think that you could handle it or didn't want you to lean into it and move in that direction. You know, there's a reason that I don't want to go and land on the moon. I've got no interest in space travel or astrophysics or becoming a rocket ship designer, because I don't get those messages in my mind. It's not for me. No desire whatsoever. But I do get lots of vibes about teaching, about leading, about healing. You know, that's my path. And you would almost be sitting there right now and you would know what your path is. You know what comes up repetitively. Come on, you do. So we wouldn't have the inspiration and the yearning to do anything, no matter how far out it seems, if the universe, if spirit didn't think that you were capable of doing it. So therein lies your next level version of yourself. The other thing, though, is the little signs, the little steps. I recently finished reading You Already Know by author Helen Jacobs, and in this book, she describes it as little breadcrumbs to look out for. The universe is constantly popping little breadcrumbs in front of us, and it's up to us to see them and actually have the heart to follow them. These breadcrumbs, they do show up in the form of thoughts, of course, but also, as we've been discussing, in the form of feelings. Now, you can go back and listen to episode 2 of the podcast, the previous episode, which talks all about being in alignment. So, you know, working out your breadcrumbs of sorts and seeing if they're in alignment with you is important to make sure that you're, you know, leaning into that heart-driven life. But when we think of the analogy of breadcrumbs, well, who doesn't love the story of Hansel and Gretel? I'm sure we've all heard it as a child. And that's what they did. They were off on a journey. They knew that they needed to go into the forest. I can't even remember why. I know they were thinking that they needed to seek something. It's been a while. But when they put these breadcrumbs down, they did so because they felt like at the time it was a marker that they could then use to get back to where they wanted to go. Now, their journey kind of did end up leading them to a gingerbread house of death. So that's beside the point. Can't really tell you why that was the case. There was lessons, life lessons for them to be learnt. And if you want to check in with their spirit guides, go for it. But I cannot tell you why they ended up in a gingerbread house of death. But the breadcrumbs were in fact non-visible once they ran back out. They were at the point that they needed to be at to learn the lessons that were there for them to learn. And along the way, a bird had eaten these breadcrumbs. And now they had no way of going back. You see, I was reflecting on all of these beautiful teachings by Helen Jacobs. But when I sort of put that against the original story where this breadcrumb analogy comes from, it made me realize that Hansel and Gretel were in that forest and they were led there. And yeah, there was a big lesson to learn. Witch and ovens and candy canes and all of that stuff. But they were there. That's where they were meant to be. They had the lessons to learn. And actually, there was no turning back. They were there. They were led there. And the breadcrumb analogy is twofold, right? It's look out for these little signs because they're going to set you on a path. They're going to set you on a journey. But also, that evolution of following these breadcrumbs is a path that you actually can't come back from. And remember, you can't unlearn the things that you learn. I was at a seminar, this was years ago actually, and the presenter at the time She said that phrase, which at the time I'd never heard it before, so it was groundbreaking for me. But you may have heard it before. The term is, you don't know what you don't know. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I don't know. Oh my gosh, how philosophical. Not really. But when you're on a pathway to evolution, you know, you start learning things and you start building up this toolbox of things that you know. And then there is actually no turning back. So it's fabulous if you can see all of this. It's fabulous if you yourself are resonating with this scenario, these words, and knowing that you are ready to evolve to another level. You have new knowledge, or you're finding really enriching knowledge along your way. You know, I've been on a self-discovery, I guess, a self-improvement binge in my lifetime. I'm definitely all throughout my 30s, that's for sure, where I'm consciously looking to better myself. And I'm finding so much material. You know, like I said in the previous episode, the What is Alignment episode, you know, we have so much data that we can wade through. And, you know, that's not always a great thing, but we've got that ability to fill ourselves up with some really soul-enriching data at any moment to make us feel good, to make us feel better, to learn new things that now become who we are. And that's great. Already having that knowledge enables you to step into that next level version of yourself, right? But here's the thing. In fact, it's something I didn't consider until very recently. I mean, I'd been thinking about it, and I know that it's necessary, but I hadn't really embodied the knowledge properly until now. And that knowledge is, whilst you may be adopting all of these new ideas and new practices and using really positive affirmations and telling yourself that today is a bright new day, I lean into positivity, I am the light, I am fabulous, life is good, I can achieve anything I want, yay, yay, la, 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 la. The thing I didn't consider is that now you've added all these things into the closet, into the wardrobe, into the box, and you've actually got to get rid of the things that don't need to be in that closet, in that wardrobe, in that box anymore. And what I'm saying is that now you actually have to unlearn the things that are still sitting in your conscious and in your subconscious. So I use the wardrobe to give you that visual. It's like you've got a wardrobe full of clothes and now you want to have a different style, and that's great. So you go out and you buy the new clothes. Fabulous. Good on you. But you still got stacks of old clothes in this wardrobe, and energetically, it ain't going to serve you. And you kind of don't want to accidentally pick up one of your old, holy, you know, stained tops that's sitting there and put them on any given day, because that ain't going to serve your fashion and your style. So many times, I mean, I know on a shopping trip, I'll bring home all the new clothes and forget to clean out the old. But it does actually reign true when you think about being on this pathway to evolve to this next level, that you do have to clean out the things that are no longer needed. and an even more challenging part to that story is that sometimes the things that you need to clean out are not even visible to you. This is where we talk about that concept of having subconscious blocks. Your subconscious blocks are there to perhaps protect you. You've learnt these systems. I call them systems because I feel like the best way to view them is a subconscious block is like a computer program that is running in the background. And you don't even know that it's turned on when you're on your computer and you're doing all the things. And then all of a sudden, you know, the system can crash or run slowly or little, you know, glitches keep coming up. But you, for the life of you, cannot understand why things aren't functioning the way that you want them to. These are the subconscious blocks or the computer program. I don't know. Where are we right now? You know what I'm saying. So it's amazing to be stepping in to this new version of yourself that knows so much more. But if you don't look inside to clear the things that you may have running in the background, then a lot of this new information could be literally something that you butt heads with. Sorry, I'm clapping my hands there. You're butting heads with these new ideas. Every new idea that we get, everything that we want to adopt into our life, it almost sort of manifests in the way of planting a seed, right? And what grows from that is a little onion. I use onions in this analogy because they are a perfect example of something that you can peel back the layers of. So we've got this lovely field, we have our ideas, we plant our seeds, and up sprouts these lovely little onions with every idea. And what you've got to realize is that once you can actually pick up and hold this onion, this idea, you have to peel back each layer until you can comfortably eat the thing. So when we have an idea and we pick up the onion and we try and eat it too quickly, all those layers on top that needed to go could make for a very unpleasant meal, a very unpleasant experience. And I want you to think of those layers on top of actually being all of the things that you've got to unlearn to be able to get down to that point where you're holding something that is going to feed you and nourish you in the long term. Think about your next level version of yourself. You've decided, you've had the messages so many times that, oh, the next level version of me is fit. She is healthy. She does the right thing. She makes the right food choices. She moves her body every day. I know that that's inside of me. I know it. So you plant that seed and up sprouts that onion. But you don't take the time to peel back those layers at all. In fact, you shove the whole damn thing in your mouth. Oh my goodness. And that could sort of manifest in the way of like, yep, I'm all in. I am going to the gym every day. I am eating healthy straight up. That's the key. I can see it. This is the idea. It's physical. It's in my hand. That's what I need to do. And you actually haven't peeled back anything. I use the gym analogy because I'm pretty sure we've all been there, or the fitness analogy. I know I have. Where you think, I'm all in. Yay, I'm going to change my life. I've got the idea. But because you haven't done the inner work or unlearnt a whole bunch of things that were never going to serve you. And maybe those things are more than just forming good habits and waking up early and all that rubbish. No, it goes deeper than that. It's issues of trust within yourself. It's issues of self-worth, body image, thinking about all those times where maybe people didn't believe in you. You don't even realize that now you don't even believe in yourself. It's issues around actually not being able to carry out things in the past. You know, those little gremlins, let's say, you know, they're going to be hanging around then subconsciously. So you might be tucking into this big onion that's had no layers pulled off of it, but you're going to find that it doesn't even fit in your mouth, right? So the key to step up to that next level version of you, no matter what it is, really is about then saying, right, this is what I want to do. But now I've got to look inside of me and see what are those things, what are those layers that I need to peel back and get rid of before I can step out and really give this a good crack. Before I truly believe that I am capable of being this next level version of me successfully. Resistance in any form is always a really good indicator that you haven't peeled back the layers effectively in whatever it is that you're trying to do. Running my beauty business, I was very keen to step into success, run a good business, attract a good level of clientele, make good coin, you know, why else would you run a business? And so I did. I invested heavily in learning about marketing and current marketing and, you know, Facebook ads and how to, you know, show up on social media and how to slay all these things. Oh, I laugh because those kind of words are not in alignment with me. So now I can laugh at them. Whereas before I was just in such resistance to them without even knowing. And I literally, you know, there were times where I would be sitting in front of the computer. I'd done the course. I knew what to do. I had the text to write, like the copy was there to be written. The ads were there to be made. And I was a statue. I couldn't do it. And that's because I hadn't looked at this situation properly. Yes, I wanted to do this because the idea was there to get my name out and run promotions and do all those things, but I literally sat there like a statue, like a magnet was repelling my fingers from the keyboard because I hadn't looked at that onion and peeled back those layers that were saying, you don't even believe you can do this. You're really scared that you're gonna, I don't know, become too busy from this. You're worried that you're going to be sacrificing valuable time with your family, actually. And know this, that sometimes these layers that come back, they're completely untrue. They're not actually logically true. But this is what comes up. You know, that moment where I was, you know, sitting there with my magnetized fingers, magnet in a repelling way, mind you, it was like all of these things had not been brought to the surface. The layers had not been peeled back. And that is why that next step, that next level version of me who could slay it at internet marketing was not being successful at all. So what are some of the things that you have to unlearn? Because I promise you, this is where it's like that one little ingredient that often is missing when we want to improve ourselves, when we want to step up, when we've got so much momentum behind us, energetically, spirit wants us to evolve. You can simply say to yourself, what is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to walk through to be able to get to that next door, that next step? And just trust that that information will come in the form of thoughts or signs that you might see out there. You know, you just got to be open to seeing them. Signs can be conversations that you start having with people, content that you come across, songs that come on. The amount of times that a song's come on and a lyric comes up and I'm just like, oh my God, that was the answer. I find that if I do ask a question like that to the universe, it can take a couple of days, you know? Like, this sounds like a crazy idea, but sometimes if you actually like record yourself maybe on your phone or definitely journaling it out in a journal, depends on your preference. You just record or write what's on your mind. You might actually go back to that, whatever you've done, recording or journal, and go, oh my God, I know the answers to that now. I totally know. So ask yourself the question, what is it that I need to unlearn to become the next level version of myself? And don't feel like the next level version of yourself is the goal either, because it might just be something a little bit less than that. It might be, what do I have to unlearn to just be a little bit better today? What am I carrying within me that isn't serving the person that I am now? You know, you got to clear out that wardrobe. Please. You got to peel back all those layers of that onion. Because it sets you on that path to knowing, loving, and accepting yourself. Accepting yourself in all of your glory, in all of the parts of you. Accepting every single cell in your body. And as I always say, when you know, love, and accept yourself, life becomes sparkly. I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empathic and Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at meganjean.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review. It's going to help other people just like you to find this beautiful energetic container. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Until then, make sure you keep sparkling, okay?